Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
You know, they have to say that. They have to warn you about us. I am your host. I am Valerie Kirkgaard. We are unique, I think, sometimes in our thinking. At least we're certainly creative and interesting. You are listening to Waking Up in America. I'm Dr. Val Kirkgaard. And just to give you a little background, I'm a firewalker and I'm an Olympic torchbearer. I've piloted planes. I've played polo. I've done stuff because I live under the model of don't die wondering. If something is not illegal, I'll try it. You know? And because I've done that, I have an extraordinary life. And I've been creating radio dialogue since 1987, and I'm really pleased to be on the air today with Kelby Smith. Ken Cousins will be joining us later. C.W. Wright, he'd love to be here, except he's stuck. Debbie's at a luncheon. And Kelby and I are going to be taking care of things. Dr. Rutledge is here. You can count on him always for something special. And we're talking about moms and dads today. So we want to thank our sponsors, Emergency Management Solutions, also known as EMS Global One, Sir Jason Winterstea, LA Lifestyle, and Tad Patterson. And just a little update for those of you who are looking at the website and seeing that it's suspended. What can I tell you about trying to get this thing handled since 7:15 this morning, and it hasn't gotten handled yet, so looks like you're going to see suspended. Also want you to know that the LA Lifestyles website has been hacked. And we don't want you to go over there for a while because they're actually rebuilding the websites. The claim is foreign agents got in there. And I'm, you know, they give away a lot of stuff and they also work with the military. But put them on hold for a while they get the website revisited. Who you can visit is Emergency Management Solutions. Who you can visit is Sir Jason Winterstea. Who you can visit is Tad Patterson, and if you send me an email at val@mailhouse.com, and that's like mail to put in a letter and house, I can send you information on his sovereignty program, which were absolutely excellent. I was reading an article just the other day about how the de facto government has actually convoluted the dictionary so that people are afraid to use the words that are powerful, and I am not giving up the word sovereign because it is the best thing that describes what we are doing. It's people in touch with their own will, creating what is right in the world. And Tad Patterson's program actually gives you the tools to be able to fight back in court, just like Kelby will give you some information today, and Ken will give you some information later. Dr. Rutledge tends to be very helpful and healthy, so other than his conversation of DDT, you probably won't be too shocked at what he says. He's a good little biochemist there. If you listen to his conversation on DDT or you go to 3 billion and counting, you are going to be shocked at how you've been hoodwinked and what it takes to, you know, be a major player in the world of health. And the movie that he's put together, his documentary, is extraordinary. So visit his website at 3 billion and counting. Jason Winterstea, I'm going to just tell you to Google him. Normally we have links on the site, and I'm expecting to have the site issues handled by later today. For all of you who are going to be listening to this on replay, hey, it's the information is just as good whenever you hear it. Jason Winterstea, thank you, God, because with what's been going on this morning with the webmasters and the site managers and snafus and the fact that the people that are running the sites actually are some foreign country, it's amazing that one can be calm. I am switching to GoDaddy, so GoDaddy gets a commercial here because I am tired of how this process works. So C.W. Wright, bless your heart wherever you are in traffic or court buildings or wherever you've been hung up. We love you. You are a wonderful producer and announcer, and your baritone voice and charm would just be so great with your Jason Winterstea. And Tad Patterson, your sovereignty program is excellent, and Emergency Management Solutions You're terrific, too. You can hear our radio show on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. Pacific from KTBL in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we do our American Cafe there. So we've been on the air since 1987, and what I can say, what a privilege it's been. If you want to ask a question while we're on the air, send me an email. Forget that. Normally, you would send me an email at val@wakinginupinamerica.com. I have a little company called the Coning Company, C-O-N-I-N-G-C-O-M-P-A-N-Y. And that particular email is working. So if you want to send in an email today, send it to customerservice@coningcompany.com, and we'll put your question on the air. So the torchbearers all over the world are gathering, and we're lighting our torches, and we're walking into a future of power and wonder. And the question is, well, not the question, the situation is, without our parents, our moms, and our dads, we would never be here doing this. We would never have the legacy of understanding and talent that their DNA and their cells passed on to us. And I started thinking about this because next weekend is Father's Day, and I'm was married to a man for quite a while that is the father of my children. And I see him and them all the time, and it's a wonderful thing. And my mom died 8 years ago as of yesterday. And I used to think of my mom as kind of a staunch cold fish in a way. My mom was very elegant in her own way. She was of English background. She, her grandfather actually built ships for the crown. Her mother was a really interesting lady who played poker and went skiing and went on cruise ships back in the 1919s and 1920s and things of that nature. So adventure is a part of our family. So in the years since Mom died, I've had a chance to grow an appreciation of her and understanding of when I used to call her cold, I didn't realize that she was really holding it together. And because of our family background, I've come to understand that in a sense, my mom escaped our family history in Vancouver, put us in cars. We came down to the United States in two cars and moved into the Hollywood area. And this thing that I thought was coldness on her part was actually resolve. And I was telling my friends the other day that I feel as though we joined a witness protection program or something of that nature, because my grandfather was very big in the secret societies. And some unpleasant things occurred in the basement of our house. I don't really want to go into all of the details of that, but one time Mom came in with a bandage around her neck and a spot of blood on it, and I asked her what had happened. It must have been 4 or 5 at the time, and she said that a pencil stuck her there. And I don't believe it, because I, as I said before, some ugly things were happening downstairs because my grandfather was into Satanism. And I believe that my mom discovered him, and I think that's why we got all closed mouth and left the country. My dad was a very elegant guy who ended up selling Electrolux vacuum cleaners when his legacy in Vancouver was actually that of, you know, when our family started the country club and things of that nature. So I had a lot of misunderstanding about my past and a, you know, wondering why we were the way we were. And then I, over the years, this will be my 71st year, I've discovered more and more about my past, and I realized what an extraordinary thing my parents did. So my dad died when he was 52 back in the 1960s, and Mom lived on until 2003. And as I reflect on her passing yesterday and Father's Day coming up this coming Sunday, I'm moved and touched by what my parents did and how they handled it for us, and the lives that they gave us when we could have had a really more horrible life in so many ways. So I want to thank, I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to Mom and thank you to Dad for bringing us to California and giving us a new life and always working hard and putting things together. And I want to thank you for bringing beauty into my life, and I want to thank you for bringing good manners and all kinds of things that I appreciate that I actually see missing a lot now. So thank you to Mom and Dad. And I have Kelby Smith here. Ken Cousins will be joining us later, and also Dr. Rutledge. And Dr. Rutledge, I know you've got a great mom. And I wondered if you'd like to make some kind of comment on moms and dads.
Well, yes. I have a great father, and I have a great mother that I am very thankful for. It taught me a lot about the true ways of the world in many ways. And I'm very thankful for that on that level. However, I think the way that I honor them more than anything is remembering actually what Jesus said in the Bible, which is, call no man on earth your father, or no woman on earth your mother. So, in yes, they are my parents, but I stick with that spiritual principle, and it honors them way, way, way more than any words I could say in gratitude for what they have done for me.
That was actually said to Joseph, wasn't it?
What's that?
Well, I'm remembering when you quoted the Bible, I was remembering that when Jesus' quotes father Joseph said something to him, he said, "You are not my father."
Right. Call no man on earth your father.
Right. Right. And he was telling his quotes earth dad that.
Right. And I don't think he was disrespecting his father in any way. And on the contrary, he was giving him the ultimate compliment that, that the father is from heaven and the mother is from heaven, if you will.
Well, whoever the earthly vestiges are, I know that they went through a lot to take care of the three of us, and I'm totally aware of that, and they did that under the auspices of what you're talking about, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure, whether they knew it or not.
Well, I was thinking of your mom, Kay, actually. Just how much I enjoy her and how much I when I met your family for the opening of your movie, they're the warmest group of people I ever ran into in my whole life.
Yeah, just warm and open. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
Don't you? And it's like your aunt and uncle and the whole thing. It was like walking into a sunroom or something like that.
That's a good description.
And that's an S-U-N room.
Yeah, right.
So, how has your earth mom influenced you?
Well, just in many ways. She's a teacher. She leads by example, which, it's one thing to talk the talk and another to walk the walk, and I'm more impressed by people that act versus just tell what to do, So
yes, I do.
She leads by example, which I think that is the best way to teach is leading by example.
So she got herself a son who's a doctor, a biologist, a chemist, a movie producer, the whole thing. And I wondered if you could take a few minutes, and one of the things we were talking about before the show is I was saying that my family, with the exception of my dad, lived to quite old ages, anywhere from 87 to 103. And I will tell you that my grandmother, Constance Thompson, actually was eating raw food in the 1920s. And I have her raw food cookbook, which is from the 1930s, I think. Or your raw food uncooked book. And, people ask me all the time how I do what I do, playing racquetball at 70, and boy, we're getting really good, Dr. Rutledge. Better than we were 20 years ago. It was like a hot game this morning. And I know that I wasn't doing that before I took your program.
Sure.
You know, my energy was, I was aging. And I'm very well aware of the fact that aging is depletion in so many ways.
Well, yeah, that's really what aging is, really, over time. It's just the body slowly breaking down. And, you know, just like so many of these things, like the whole DDT story kind of blows people's minds, people are learning more and more how the traditional medical system has usurped health, in especially in the United States. Because we have become the obese starving. What does that mean, Will?
They're actually outlawing some other berry now or something like that and calling it a drug, a blueberry or a boysenberry or some darn thing. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, they're
trying to get a bill through Congress to make it illegal to eat a particular kind of berry.
Look, if there is anything that is truly helping people and the pharmaceutical industry gets wind of it, they will lobby to have anything like that taken down so they can easily manipulate it, patent it, and then sell it to you for 50 times what it was costing. I've seen it happen over and over again. That just happened with a drug that I don't use drugs a whole lot. However, they are quite useful in certain settings, and one of those was colchicine. It comes from a bark from a plant in South America, and this was a year ago, you could get 30 tablets of that for $4 or $5. Well, now, for whatever reason, because I guess the patents and stuff have worn off and have been generic, the FDA made some sort of mandate. You can't get it anymore except for one trade name, and now it's over $120 a prescription for those pills. So it went from $5 to 100 and something overnight.
Oh,
and they
my.
Do that any time something is working. They will do that. There used to be an eye drop that I would use. It was a natural drop for cataracts. It was working too well. They took it off the market.
What
happens all the time?
How can we stop this?
Through awareness. In fact, I am never, ever for banning anything. Anything. Not banning anything. If you shine the light of awareness and put the truth of certain issues on it, you teach. Like, for instance, if I'm putting out a product and it's a bad product, if the whole of the population gets alerted that it's bad, people won't buy it. They don't have to ban my product. People just won't buy it. It'll go away. And that's how you can, by teaching the population through awareness and the truth of issues, they are informed and they select. So there is no need for bans. That you just cut off the supply, you quit buying the product, period, and it will go away.
The thing is, first of all, how do you notify everybody? I mean, you know, there's so much that's not put on the news. If you could just send it into the local broadcasting stations and have them do something, that'd be something else, but you can't really.
Well, people like you, there's others over the internet, and John Stossel actually is pretty mainstream, but he's quite open. So there are more and more movements, I think, of people that are standing up. Alex Jones is on the fringe, but he speaks a lot of great things. I don't know all. I don't follow him a lot, but I know some things. I just saw something where he was standing up to the Congress in Texas for folding down on TSA. Well, I applaud that. We need more people. And my point is, certain people like that can have a big influence. And we need more and more people to start rising and doing that and teaching our population. The average American has been dumbed down over the last 30 years through the educational system, and it's been on purpose. A dumb population you can control very easily.
It goes back further than 30 years, my friend. It's way back. I'm looking at stuff that was look at when DDT is more than 30 years old. That conversation, that's got to be close to 40 or 50 years old now.
Yeah, it's 40 years old. That's right. It's 40 years old.
And
look,
then they were just warming up.
During the Nixon administration, so much happened. It set progress back. You can never stop technology and progress. You can slow it down. You can't stop it. But and it has been retarded by the Nixon administration. I could name you many, 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 many issues that have really retarded our growth. From energy standpoints, from the environmental standpoint, from a human population standpoint, from the gold standard standpoint, from the banking standpoint, from HMO standpoint, on and on and all, everything I just mentioned had done nothing but slow America down.
Mm.
I mean, for instance, the Concorde, that technology, the Concorde airplane has been around since the 50s. They shut it down, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. Well, technology, we should be flying faster than that. Higher, faster, what do you call it? Higher,
yeah.
Faster, stronger?
Sidious, altius, fortius. Swifter,
right.
Higher, stronger.
And we should be doing it, but they haven't. You know, that technology, they were able to go from JFK in New York to London in 3 hours with no jet lag. That's amazing. That's an amazing feat. Well, that should be the standard, but it's not. That's not happened. And it could be. So many, many things. I think in the next few years, if this awareness of all these technology and things gets out, America will be a new place and a place that it should be.
Well, you know, I'm the chair of the Science and Technology Committee for the Republic for the United States of America House.
Yeah.
And we're investigating actually two things right now. We're working with hemp and we're working with Tesla for electricity. And when you take a look at what happened when they sidetracked us with making people stop using hemp based on the fact that it was supposed to be a drug, okay, they shut down, I can argue that point as well. But they shut down paper production, they shut down clothing manufacturing because hemp actually is a very fast-growing product and it's actually stronger than cotton. And they make cars have so much plastic in them now that you could actually put hemp bumpers and things like that on cars and you wouldn't have the damage you have. You know, there's just tons and tons and tons of things that we've been tricked into because they provide income for somebody. Before, I don't know if you were on the call before when we were talking about this, Dr. Rutledge, but we were also talking with Kelby, who will be joining, who will be on in a moment, and Ken will be joining us, but we were talking about how they're now scanning cars for, they have a way of scanning your license plate and putting it into a computer base, and you're now going to be fined if you don't have insurance or registration. You know, and that makes us taxable commodities. That's all we are, is taxable, punishable, finable commodities.
Hey, Dr. Val, this is Kelby. I have
Kelby.
An interjection, if you don't mind.
Please, please.
I want to get with you on your science and technology. One of my best friends in life is... got the intellectual property rights to solar paint. It's the first ever patented, and it's two layers, but it's actually paint that you can paint on a car, a home, or whatever, and it draws the energy out of the sun and pushes it into a battery source.
Whoa! That's terrific.
We get to talk.
I love that. When you say it pushes it into a battery source, if you paint your house with that paint, is that sufficient?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
To actually take care of your house?
You can paint your house, and you can paint your roof even, whatever, and it acts like a solar panel.
Wow. That's amazing. So where do you get this paint?
I don't know, but he just got a $50 million contract, and he's got the intellectual property rights for the world for this particular product. So he's doing pretty well. He wants to meet with the Republic to push it out to the people within the Republic so that we can start energy cost savings programs as well.
That is totally, absolutely amazing, Deb. But see what you've done? You've tempted me without recourse. Now you're obligated to get us all the information on the paint by next week. You know that, right?
I'll get you the name and number of the contact today if you need it.
There you go. That sounds terrific. See how it works on Waking Up in America when you're doing the Sidious Altius 40th. And if you want to talk to Dr. Rutledge, normally I would just send you to their website. The whole time the radio program has been going on, excuse my French, but this idiot company has sent me two incomplete radio dial-on informations, and all I get is login details incorrect, please try again, and they're the ones that sent them to me. So I'm still into celebrating life as it happens, so I'm going to celebrate the fact that this company is so ineffective that I'm going to a new company. So I'll just say that. I am going to celebrate the fact that Kelby's going to give us information on this paint. You know, something else I heard, you guys, was that someplace they actually have started building roads that when you drive over them, they actually charge your car battery. Isn't that interesting? So the roads are like driving over big solar panels or something like that. And
well, that would
driving
be excellent
over them
for solar. That would be awesome for electrically driven cars.
Not only that, it will also, there's ways of retaining it because the wheels or the tires going across, they actually will also be able to pull off electricity for other things. But here's the big thing we found out about Tesla. You know, most people know about Edison, okay? Well, Edison actually was trying to get rid of Tesla because Edison wanted to make a lot of money off electricity and Tesla wanted to give it away. So you and I were talking the other day, Dr. Rutledge, about how there's a process by, it involves a coil and a stake in which you can drive a copper stake into the ground and then you can, and it works with a coil, and we're trying to get the pictures of the plans. It's supposed to be pretty inexpensive. And one of these devices is supposed to be taking care of four houses. That's pretty amazing. So we've got a lot of possibility here, and I just want to thank our parents for bringing us. You know, Kelby, I met your mom down when we were in Orange County, and I think you've got a pretty extraordinary mom too, don't you?
I do. I absolutely do. And before I talk about her, I want to give congrats to Taylor Rutledge for his mother. He has got an unbelievable mom, and we were both two lucky guys. I met his mom in I think it was Georgia, and she took me and Ken Cousins out to lunch, and she has got the sweetest Southern drawl I have ever heard. And she is absolutely stunningly beautiful, and her mind is even more beautiful. So I just got to say that about his mom. My mom is shocking to me at how she lives her life and who she is. She is a devout Christian woman who studies the Word of God intently and lives it, absolutely lives it. Consistently has prayed for me my whole life. I couldn't have asked for a better asset to my tool belt than that, because we all know if you have a praying mom, you're going to turn out okay. And she is now heavily involved in the Republic. She's doing the prayer requests and managing that and organizing that and getting that down to a state level, where all the people within the Republic states have their own prayer team. So I'm absolutely blessed to have the mom I have. And my dad is coming up on Father's Day. He's getting to that age where he realizes, you know, he needs to spend time with his grandkids, and he's a good dad. I have a lot of fun with him. We fart around a lot every time we get together. It's like two high school buddies, and we're constantly ribbing each other, and we have a lot of fun, so I couldn't ask for a better father than my dad.
Wow, that's pretty good. I like that. Did you get here, Ken? Are you here? Mr. Cousins? He's shooting for the half hour. He's actually in motion, so nobody quite knows how that's going to work. Kelby, you were going to tell us something about what you're doing with HUD.
Absolutely. Number one, because I know you senators and congressmen and really feel like if everything doesn't pass in front of you for approval, then it doesn't exist. But I want to say that it is going to come in front of you guys within a few weeks so that you guys can review it and tell us how you want it to be structurally set into place. But we were approached, and we've been in discussions with this group of people for about 6 months. They're handing us basically the keys to a Ferrari of doing the same thing that the banks have been doing in hypothecating notes, only doing it lawfully, legally, in the private. And I'm going to try to make a very long story short to give people an understanding of what it exactly is. But what we're kind of thinking is along these lines. We're going to offer the ability for somebody to come bring their note and into the private by simply wrapping up that note and putting it into a land trust where they are the trustee and allowing for us to bring that into the private by simply writing a check on their behalf. More than likely, it's going to be a reduced amount check to the lender, but it won't affect their credit whatsoever. And they could be A paper, or they could be right the day before foreclosure. Either way, we write a check.
So you're saying you can stop a foreclosure?
Yeah. We can write a check.
We said yes so quietly and just stepped right over it.
Well, there's so much more. Yeah, it's not only write a check, but we can use their asset, which is their home, to pay them an annuity dividend. We can use their asset, which is their home, to allow them to bring more people into the Republic, which will eventually completely discharge all the debt of their home without doing anything other than referring people into the Republic.
And you were
incredible.
Saying that you can actually do this without charge?
It's going to be, if it's for the Republic and or private, it's absolutely no fees to the client out of pocket.
Now, is there a way to get some finances for the Republic out of the settlement or something like that?
Well, let me explain. It's once we take and we write a check for their note, we are able to, in the private through insurance captives, foreign insurance captives, we go 10 to 1. So we're going to offer a captive to the large counties.
Offer a captive?
A vehicle that allows them to monetize their own notes and allows them to be able to self-fund 10 to 1 at a minimum their own Republic state. It's bottom-up funding. When they take a note in, they apply it to their own captive. And the easiest way that I can describe this is you take a body of people and you give them the power and you put the money into the people's hands. And it does it completely in the private, giving them control and autonomy over their home and allowing for their Republic county and state to be self-funded. So for every $300,000 note that comes into the Republic, $3 million will go to the Republic to be funded to allow for the people to operate with the Republic.
Yeah, well, you're kind of cutting in and out a little bit. You must be on a cell phone. So with this, do they have to be in foreclosure to do this? Or can any mortgagee or anybody that's mortgaged do this?
Anybody.
So anybody could contact you today, whether they were behind in their payments or not, and say, I want to take care of the Republic and take care of myself, and you would start the proceedings, right?
That's correct. We've got the lines of credit open as of right now, and we're spending the next probably 30 days working out the semantics of approach, forms, and stuff. We're going to be doing it on the private no matter what through our company that we've created. but this is going to definitely be put before Congress to allow for this to be the housing or basically HUD for the people. And then the goal is to set up each specific state republic with their own ability to do this internally so that they can have their checks and balances, their own checkbook, and their own bottom-up funding.
Wow. So, Dr. Rutledge, are your ears burning? I mean, it sounds like anybody can do this, Dr. Rutledge. You interested?
I think you figured it out.
Where is he?
I'm trying to find the mute button.
I know we're all so well-behaved.
I think that's fabulous. Why not? Why wouldn't anyone want to do that?
So I think you should send him an email at Kelby at loans for and the number four realtors. Which one?
No. Just tell him, let me see. Just have him go to the website, godsco.org. And if they're interested, to fill out the online form there.
G-O-D-S-C-O, yep. Like God's Company?
Yes.
.org. Well, I can see God smiling.
Well, what I didn't say is this, and this is kind of the neat part about it. When in the book of Genesis, God says he gives dominion over the earth to men and women. He doesn't give the land to the earth. And if you look at Revelations chapter 5, it's clear that the beneficiary of the title deed to the earth is Jesus Christ. So one of the things that are being done within this land trust, we give dominion to the people by making them the trustee within the land trust, but we make the beneficiary Yeshua, which is Jesus, as the beneficiary of the land trust. So biblically what we are doing is handing back to God what is rightfully his and giving dominion to man over their own home, allowing for the people to be able to have instant remedy and allowing for this republic to have the money needed to run the republic. And the neatest part about this, Dr. Val, we're going to be giving a way for people to have no payments through this solution.
And whoa. How do you stop them in their tracks?
You write a check.
Yeah, how much do you have to write it for, the full amount, or what do you write it for?
No, you just, once you, you know, it depends on the situation of each particular person. It depends on the bank. We know most bank instruments are fraud. And when they're at an international venue and you've contacted them because you have a $100 million line of, or pooled group of capital, you can basically say, hey, Bank of America, I've got $50 million in your assets here. We're willing to cut a check for $25 million right now. You then have $50 million of hard paid-for notes that you can put into the captive and hypothecate and allow for the republic to grow. And all you're doing is helping the end user, which is the people in the home, and helping the republic.
I was just went to republicoftheunitedstates.org, and I ended up with the old one. Is anything going on with the site? I've got the old site rather than the new site, because I was going to give the contact information.
Republicfortheunitedstates.org?
I did Republic of. Okay, that's where I went off. So I need to do Republic 4. I ended up at the old site. So we're actually having a meeting tonight, right?
Yes, we are.
So I'm going to actually, while you guys are talking, I'm going to get over there to 4. So we're going to republicfortheunitedstates.org, and you'll find that there's information on the call. And I think that's pretty special. Also, if you'll notice, we make a lowercase u. Why don't you tell them why we do that instead of capitalizing United?
Because that's how it's written on the Declaration of Independence.
Well, this is interesting. So I went to introduction for Republic for the United States of America. Actually, I thought I was going to the other one, and it's put me on YouTube now. So something crazy is going on with my... that was Republic for the Arizona. We've got little republics showing up. Oh, it's got Robert Zuluaga on it. This is so interesting how this is all working. My internet obviously is not at my command the way I think it should be this morning. So can you give them the information for the call tonight?
Meaning the call number? I'm not sure what it is. It's on the homepage. Dr. Val, what she's doing is she's surfing the internet right now. She's not putting in the actual internet address at the top of the bar, where you just simply type www.republicfortheunitedstates.org. And at the bottom of that homepage is the phone numbers.
Republicfortheunitedstates.org. Okay. Let me try that one. Here we go. When you go to Republic for the United States of America, there's a toolbar that says Republic Contacts, and then which is in the center of the page. And then if you go to call information, it tells you about the prayer calls and how to join the Republic. We have an open Republic call this evening, which is at 6 o'clock Pacific, and that conference number is 424-203-8000. Once again, 424-203-8000, and the code number is 819054. So there you go, 819054. Tune in. Is by any chance our president going to be on this evening? Did you hear that question?
I did, Dr. Val. I was trying to press my mute button.
I know, this is so funny.
Yes, I believe he is going to be on the call tonight. We've been playing phone tag all day, but I'm sure he will be.
Well, that's really good, and then you get a chance to, if you haven't heard Tim Turner talk, he's a man who recognizes Christ and speaks from his heart, and he's one of the most precious human beings I've ever had the privilege to know in my lifetime. And what I will tell you is, being in the House of Representatives for the Republic and being the peace emissary for the Republic of California, I'm just excited about tomorrow. That's why your work with me, Dr. Rutledge, was so important. By the time I got into the Republic, I was like pretty beaten down and hopeless. Also about 50 pounds overweight, to my opinion. And by coming together with you and Kelby and Ken and Debbie Ringchop and all the different people that have been a part of this, we all have a reason to live again, and that's a really important thing. I want to take the time right now to acknowledge the good guys that actually make Waking Up in America possible. Stardoves is a mailing company that actually sends out emails advertising your business or your show or whatever it is that you want. And when you buy a bunch of them, you get a really good price. You can't do it any cheaper than what you do it with Raw. So his telephone number is 828-665-0411, and his mailing list exceeds over 100,000. I love it, because whether or not your email gets responded to actually has a lot to do with what you put in the title bar. So it's nice to go around. People are getting 200-300 emails a day, and they're just scanning through them and dumping them. So the fun is to pick something that gets them to open your email, and he'll actually give you all the stats on whether your emails are being opened, all kinds of things. Once again, give him a call at 828-665-0411. That's 828-665-0411, and you can send him an email at raw@stardoves, and raw is spelled raw@stardoves.com, and tell him that you heard about us on Waking Up in America, and he'll give you a good discount there. So we also have Emergency Management Solutions, which is CW's company, and you should check out emsco.org. This guy does global assistance in the area of emergency management. He recently has been part of a huge airlift of supplies to Japan after the earthquake. He coaches major companies on how to be ready for emergencies, and he's an incredibly together, intelligent man, and he's vice president of the Republic, and he is just one of the finest human beings you could come to know. I mentioned earlier about Tad, who actually does the sovereignty programs, where he has Tim Turner's online seminars. He has over a year's worth of follow-up and question and answers. He has a lot of social community. He has seminars that show you how to use the Freedom Documents. Also, exclusively for Waking Up in America listeners, is a free download of the Banker's Secret Handbook, designed for bank presidents and vice presidents only. You read this thing and you're going to get annoyed. You can see that we are clearly seen in the world of banking as taxable, punishable. Oh, I don't even want to go into all the words of it, but we're seen kind of like, cattle. And they like to get as much money out of us as possible. That's why one of the reasons that I do this program. So send me an email at val@mailhouse.com for more information, okay? Once again, val@mailhouse.com, and we'll check out and see what we can do for you there. So what we are here is we're committed to you, and we're here with our lives. And Ken, have you been able to get on yet? Mr. Cousins? So I'm guessing Ken is not going to be available today. He's doing a lot of work with creating silver rounds. Dr. Rutledge, you said you saw one of them, right?
I did, yeah. They're beautiful.
I know you're searching for the mute button. Tell them what the round looks like.
Well, I mean, it's just like silver 1 ounce coin.
Yeah, troy ounces are different than other ounces, right?
Yeah, well, I really don't know the difference.
I don't know,
but it's identical, if you will, to the Liberty U.S. Legal Tender Eagle that's produced by the U.S. Mint. It's just that this is done on the private side, and I believe he has one. It's stamped, and it has it's for the state of California. And it's quite beautiful.
It's true. The only thing, can you believe In God We Trust is trademarked and we can't use it? That doesn't seem right somehow, does it?
Yeah, wow.
I know. I heard that and I was a little bit upset about it. Why don't you take a moment and talk to them about what's happening with $3 billion and counting? Huh?
You know what could be used? That just came to me. You know, why can't In God I Trust be used?
Oh, you know, it was funny because after I heard that, I started thinking of stuff, too. And the other thing I thought of was, we trust God. You know,
sure.
I don't know. I think there ought to be something we ought to be able to put on there that gives us a spiritual relationship, because I know Ken was grappling with what to put on the coins.
Uh-huh.
Why not?
Sure.
So that's what we were thinking. Kelby, have you seen one of his coins yet? Could it just be you and me at this point?
A question for me?
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd seen one of Ken's coins yet.
Oh, they're beautiful. I just hope he doesn't get arrested and taken away for infringing on U.S. Corporation stuff, like they're
How
trying to
do
with
that?
Everybody else. You know what? They're doing it to steal money from people who have a right to print up private money. There was a gentleman who printed up a coin with the Liberty symbol on it, and he's now doing 20 years, and they confiscated millions of his silver.
And the reason and the justification that they used was what?
I don't know. I'm not extremely familiar with the case, but they said that he coined money that was like the U.S. minted coin. So I don't know. I love my buddy Ken, and I don't want to see him get in trouble. That's all.
Well, I don't want him to get into trouble either. What about things like the private mints that do stuff? Isn't that okay?
Well,
maybe it's because he had the Liberty on it. They probably...
Yeah.
patented the Liberty mark, because we were just talking about how they patented In God We Trust, or trademarked.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a private corporation in Europe that's called In God We Trust. I don't know about any trademarks.
You know, I think there's a lot of stuff that you know that we don't know that you could go on for ages about.
Yes.
Do you have any other little unique tidbit for us?
All kinds of stuff. What do you want to know, Dr. Val?
I don't know. Blow my mind. Rutledge blows my mind all the time.
Blow your mind. All right. Let's blow your mind. I'm sure you already know this, but maybe this is news to your viewers. If people want to know why they do not honor the United States Constitution, it's very simple. Go to the United States website for the Constitution. It's called archives.gov. And look at the Constitution of the United States, and you will see very clearly that the Constitution has brackets around the first 12 amendments. And anybody that's in English study knows that anything that's in English and that's in brackets, it is not included. And so therefore, the United States Corporation is telling you that they do not honor the first 12 amendments.
You know what?
Like on their own website.
I never knew about those brackets until today. I never knew about that conversation. I knew they didn't honor it.
Nobody does. But now you know why they don't honor it. It's because there was only 12 amendments prior to the corporation picking up the its role in 1868 when they incorporated, meaning the United States Corporation, which is a federal corporation per Title 28, when they picked up its incorporation, they adopted the Constitution. They called it the Constitution of the United States, even though it's clear that the Constitution in the preamble is named the Constitution for the United States. And then they did not adopt the first of 12 amendments. They changed the 13th Amendment, and they started the 14th Amendment, which stipulates slavery for all Americans, and they do it in the name of a benefit or privilege. And the bottom line is this. The bottom line is this, Dr. Val, is they are showing everybody in the free world that we don't honor the first 12 amendments, and so therefore, check it out. It's in brackets, and it's a pretty amazing fact.
And that's at archives.gov. You know, the other thing that I found out probably about 2 or 3 months ago, which is really shocking to me, what I found out was that when the president puts out an executive order so that he can bypass Congress, they actually have 30 days to do something about it. So if they don't like the order, so Congress acts like there's nothing that they can do and the president said this and, you know, that's just the way it is. It's so not the truth. And I honestly, you know, I keep hearing about how we're creating a parallel government, which I know we are, and I'm really enjoying watching us all grow up and function inside of this government. But honest to God, with all the lying, cheating, and stealing that's going on, how do these buggers ever get neutralized?
Well, I was talking about that on RJ's show this morning. It's just amazing that, you know, the banks have stolen the American taxpayers' money through bailouts, and a private corporation called the United States of America, Inc., has been able to hostily take over many of these banks using dollars that they print from thin air and allowing for them to now bring about a socialized basis of economy. And here's the most amazing fact of all. Not one person has been arrested in that mortgage scam of $800 million that George Bush fronted. And,
don't you mean $800 billion? I mean, it's got to be more than $800 million.
I'm sorry, it's $800 billion. You're right, Dr. Bell.
Yeah,
I
have
my B's and my M's mixed up now.
Hey, it's really easy to do, especially. Now, Dr. Rutledge, do you know anything about a jubilee? I mean, aren't we due a jubilee somewhere along the line here?
No. What are you? I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
Tell them about jubilees, Kelby.
every 50 years, all debt is forgiven.
Hey, how about that? Okay. That's music to go out on. Every 50 years, so start asking for the Jubilee. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media. Our radio partner is KoneyandCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, DrValerie.com, and Doctors All Spelled Out. We thank our producer and sponsor, C.W. Wright of EmergencyManagementSolutions.org, JasonWinterT.com, and do stay away from the L.A. Lifestyle site until it gets reconstructed. There's a nasty virus that was stuck in there, not nice. A big thanks to Tad Patterson, Rod Hayes, our research assistant. We thank you. Also to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, welcome. Mike, blessings wherever you're going. Reuben Colom, merci beaucoup to this music you hear. It's Bent Mygen wrote this music for this program. It's called Almost Ordinary People. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And remember, visit wakingupinamerica.com later today after we get this mess fixed up. And sign up for the alerts and get your free password and user ID. And Sidious Altius Fortius, and thank you, gentlemen, so much for today. You rock.
Crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety.